I went there rave and everyone was grabbing me going, Ronaldo, Ronaldo. There's me at the rave.
Lads of Yon rooting for you.
This'll be good for the Belfast Celtic supporters. See, to be honest, I need to get back into football, but can't join Belfast Celtic. These are too good, mate.
Is there a third team yet?
Get me in the reserves. Yeah. There's some teams out there can't even get a second team.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Some teams can't even get a
first
team.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Football, football goes in circles, though.
Dackie decided to come back. It was a
legend. Dackie's a legend. Like, yes, yeah. He is all right. Do you know Dackie?
Nah, I don't know.
He's local here, so I know everyone's talking about. You're probably sitting there scratching your head going, I have no
fucking I'm sort of, I know a few loads of people that would play for the club and would be affiliated with a club, like, but I've heard the name mentioned, but personally, just I don't know him. Like, but what you're saying about, like, in regards to managers, there's loads of teams as well. It's sort of, we struggle to get managers. I would have played for Tullymore Swifts a couple of years ago and until I had my operation, and I would notice, like, we had Danny McGar, he was managing the first, but he was managing the seconds before that. They were struggling to get a manager from the first, so he jumped up, and then you could see the stress was taken on, like the toll it was taking on him, because you're basically turning your head, you're trying to manage two teams, and then I think he was sort of trying to step down, but there was no one there willing to jump up, so we had no choice but to stay in the role, you know what I mean? Which can sort of fucking be a bit of a bit stressful for the manager, you know what I mean?
People have families and lives and jobs, so
after COVID as well.
Yeah, it all comes first.
And if you're not getting paid for it all, it's all voluntary work as well, do you know what I mean? It would take its toll. But one thing I will say is Tullymore have came on leaps and bounds this season, and the season before I've seen there's been a lot more people join the club and they've got new management, so it's good to see, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't see any club in the area, like me personally. I wouldn't like to see any club in the area go down.
Nah, it's a shame, like, because
everybody's out there just to make the place a better place. And our biggest focus at Belfast Celtic is the grassroots football part of it. People never see what we do in that Falls Park.
I see some of the kids, maybe lads started there.
What we do there on a Friday and Saturday is unreal.
I see the other week, because some load of cunts go down, rip the mats and all out, and burn the
bag. Our container get robbed, and
that's just hateful, like, isn't it?
What happened there? Did actually all the stuff get stolen?
Aye, so the container was, we had two big locks in the container, and somebody just came in, hooked the locks off. Filled the van away up the road.
They got caught, didn't they? White van up beside the bomb wall. Yep. Was the person from here, was he?
Yeah, he's local.
I'm not surprised.
What's it feel like, yeah?
It feels good.
Sitting on the big seat?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, it's not the first time, you know what I mean? It's good to be back, only this time I'm on the opposite side. But nah, it's different. It's good to do something different. And at the end of the day, I'm one of them people I like to seize the opportunity. If somebody gives you an opportunity out there, you sort of have to take it on. And what's the worst that could happen? Something might not work out, then on to the next thing. But I have a feeling it's going to work out. And I feel good, feel confident. I appreciate the shout.
No good team,
you know what I mean? Nah, honestly, I appreciate it, bro. It's good to be thought of as well. You may not think nobody's fucking paying attention to you, and then you get a shout, and you're like, fuck here. Feels good, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you're my mate, you're my friend, and we want to help out your friends, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of a podcast anyway. I've been watching all the episodes, so it's a pleasure and a privilege.
I know, it's great, mate. You've been on both sides. It's class.
Doesn't matter if you're first or last, up the working class, you know what I mean?
That's the new slogan. So Ryan, what's happening to me? We haven't said yet, but you were on a weight loss journey and you were sitting at many stone, were you?
So a year ago today, I was 32 stone.
Jesus. What are you sitting at now?
Just under 15. So
brilliant, man.
What's that?
Near 17.
My mass is terrible.
More than half.
Yeah. Just got a wake-up call. Went to the hospital one night. Very rarely go to doctors. Went over to my mother, couldn't breathe. I had Quincy in my throat. And I done a blood test and close to sepsis. I would usually Google things and try and fix it myself.
You never Google something, mate?
I know,
I Google stuff and it tells you, you have a sore leg, it tells you you're down with a heart attack.
I knew that night sitting in the house and I phoned the ambulance came out.
Oh, did an ambulance come on?
I'm fucking right. My next door neighbour, he came in, he's an ambulance man, and he came in and he was like, you need to go to the hospital. Done all the tests or whatever, and then I was in the hospital for 3 days on a drip. That was grand. And some random doctor walked into the room. I hadn't seen him throughout the period of time being in the hospital. He's just doing the test. Didn't speak much. And then walking out, he went, don't you know you're very close to a heart attack, son? I went, what? And he says, you're weight. He says, you're a walking heart attack. That was it. That was just me. I knew I had to change my life.
See, a doctor telling you that, it's different than fucking me telling you that, or someone. He obviously sees people dropping dead like that all the time.
I've never seen him before. And he just walked out of the room again. So I didn't know who he
was. See, like, that's not even just someone being a dickhead. You had someone telling you.
Whereas I think if you're in the street and somebody says something like that to you would take it more in the terms of they're just being a dickhead to you, but when you hear it off a doctor, it's like, it would be a wake-up call, like, yeah.
What are you talking, man?
32.
32? And you're 32 stone?
Yeah. Get on, like, I'm 18 now, like. Yeah, so it was the perfect time to make the jump. Scared of flying, scared of doctors, but I went and done it.
You went and got a gastric sleeve. Where'd you go? Was it?
I went to Egypt.
Egypt?
Scariest experience.
Did you go to a pyramids?
No, I didn't. I stayed in a hotel room. As soon as I allowed to go home, I was away.
Egypt, I see videos of it. They're just pestering people. They're just constantly pestering people. Them Egyptians just gone up the pyramids in Giza.
Torturing.
They're just gone up trying to sell them shit. And see if you say no, they're like, no, you have your bat. They just aren't trying to sell shit. But anyway, so you were for a gastric sleeve.
Yeah. So my mate in work, I got it done about 6 months before. I could see all his results and there was class. You could see the weight dropping off him. And I would have spoke about it a lot with my granny. So I'd have said them and George Fanan to do the progress photos. And then after that conversation with the doctor that day, I got out of the matter because my family were with me. My granny just stopped me and went, and I don't mind saying this, he's like, see, instead of me leaving money on my will, can I pay to change your leave? And I was going, no, granny, I'm scared of flying. All next thing, I got a phone call from my granny. That's booked.
Did they book a virgin one?
So they booked it, and they gave me the date when I was going, and I just grew up, and I have to go and get it done. And
what were you like taking off on the plane? Were you freaking out?
Shit myself.
Sweating like fuck.
Even getting there. So even the morning of the surgery, the doctor came in and he sat with me and he questioned and I just went no. And then they brought me down. You walk down the theatre. So I don't know why it happened. Yeah.
I would rather be put out and
before you go.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
so I was so they brought you down to the theatre and you walk into this room and there's 10 people. I hadn't a clue. And then on the table, you went to put the thing in my arm to knock me out. But the doctor wasn't there. I went, where's Dr. Tamer? And he says, he'll be in a minute. I says, you're not putting that on me. I get up and run like, fuck.
Fastest you've ever ran.
You fucking right. I'm back up to my room. My man says, you heard the flip flops coming up the thing and then me coming through the door. So then the doctor had to come up, talk me into it again. He convinced me to go down and down again. He wasn't there again.
Straight back out again.
The third time.
Did you go out again?
Aye.
Did you? Fuck's sake.
I was supposed to be first down at 9 o'clock. I didn't get my operation done the 10 past 5 or something. The third time they got me in, put it into my arm, and that was me out. That was...
What is it? Like just a butterfly or something going in to put
you out? Just in, what, a cannula or something that they put in your arm?
So, see that gastric sleeve, is it to cut your stomach off?
Take 80% of your stomach away.
And so, you see when you eat food now... Say you eat a small meal, do you feel full up?
Yeah, so every day is different. Like one day, like last night, I had 2 chicken nuggets.
2?
The whole day?
Yeah.
And you would still feel full?
Because you don't feel hunger. The hunger hormone in your body is taken away with your stomach.
So it kind of suppresses the feeling of needing to be hungry? Yeah.
People think this is the easy option. Like Kellen always say to me about GTA, R2, you got the thing, the cheat code. You know what I mean? Yeah. But people don't realise mentally. What you have to go through, and obviously I come back. I'm training like fuck Willie Fitzpatrick, and you're putting the work in there as well. But just mentally, food wise, it's tough.
See, training wise though, see, because I know like obviously when you're starting with a PT or whatever, for example, like they would have you on a certain diet, or they would have you training having like so much of a protein intake per day. How does that affect your sort of diet? Do you know what I mean?
So protein, he still wants me to add 100 grams of protein.
No matter what.
He knows I can't do it through food. And the weight is dropping. His main thing now is our new goal is to start building my body and building my frame. For years, your goal is just to lose weight. Like, I've been on weight loss journeys before, but you always set a wee goal. Like, I was going to Vegas, and I wanted to be the skinniest I'd ever been. I got down to 20 stone. I was buzzing then. But then when you come back from Vegas,
no motivation.
You're just back into your same routine and back into eating. And my thing was go to work every day, go home, go to get 2 hours sleep, and then go out. Go to Creighton to get a kebab or
anything. Yeah. I was saying to him, I had 3 kebabs last week in the space of a week, and I'd be like, that's great. But where my thing is, we eating, I feel like I have a good relationship with food, but it's just I eat it too much. Like, I just eat for the sake of it. Like, I would have been a really fat kid, and it took me a while to lose a lot of weight and just started training myself. And went on my wee fucking something kicked me up a hole one day. Uh-huh. And went, I'm not being fat no more. But for years, I would have got tortured too. And then I don't know what.
See kebabs?
The kebabs, right? So, like, I would sit and eat a kebab and be like, oh, this is great. And when you order it, you don't think about it. But it's not until after you eat it, you're like, fuck me. Like,
you get a hangover and all.
You do. Kebabs, like, it fucks you up.
I wake up feeling absolutely fucking rode off and I eat a kebab. Especially when we got the other week.
We got food poisoning. in the same night.
I don't take
not saying a kebab name. I'm the place,
I actually was in getting a kebab and I thought, Rainbow, what's happening, mate? So I woke up the next day and I felt like I'd been hit by a fucking bus. I said, I've got food poison. I texted him. I said, do you feel bad? He goes, feel bad? I'm fucking fucked here.
I was having dreams.
The same. I was, you got mad dreams. I was getting mad dreams too.
And
it
was, yeah.
From food poison. I don't know if that's
and was even sweating like fuck on the bog. Can you get off it?
When you're saying about Tandoori Kitchen, is that the one in Shankill?
It wasn't Tandoori Kitchen.
No, but
they'd done it.
Like,
it was a different, it was one up road.
I was in a routine every night leave going to Tandoori Kitchen to get a kebab. No matter what.
Would you have had a full one? Aye. I'd have a half one, maybe.
And then whatever after that, there.
Chips
or whatever.
Do you have a full kebab name?
I kebab on chip, full whack. See, that's a hang.
Three people in my family, like, I'm small fella, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be about like, same head as you. I don't know what it is with me. Like,
see what you were saying? There's a part of the stomach to cut off, but it's the part that makes you feel hungry.
Yeah.
Do you ever get them competitive eaters? They're able to bypass that some way. Because I always watch the guy, Beard versus. Is it Beard Meats Foodie on YouTube? He's a small lad, and I mean the food he can put away.
But then do you yourself, does he have to practice for a couple of days?
I mean, See, when you're eating food, your brain's telling you you're full up. Like, if you're not, your brain's just telling you, you're sitting feeling busted. But you could keep eating. They know how to bypass. See, competitive eaters, they know how to bypass that. And then it do be a trick to drink bits of, like, Pepsi and all, and, like, burp, and brings more gas up, and then they can put more food down. But this cunt eats... Like, serious amount of food, like,
it's crazy. Do you remember the guy, I was a load of years ago, like, but when Little O's were doing the big, massive challenges of pizza and the wee skinny guy done it, and he was just drinking the water.
No, he was Pepsi.
Or was Pepsi,
He's simply doing that, and then he spurps.
Yes.
And then it allows more food to go down.
Yeah.
He came over, so they were giving £500 away to, like, anyone that could eat it. So people were trying it, no one could do it. Your wee man got wind of it. He was from hungry. I swear to fuck. He got wind of it over £500. He's probably been unlocking the freight. £100 over, £100 back. And then he'd probably stay for the night. £50 or £100. So he's probably going, there's this free trip. £200. And a free pizza. If I can get over and eat that pizza. And he went over and he did. He,
big man's living the dream.
32. Oh. No, he was doing the 30 plaster. He had he had like a tub of fucking tomato puree. And can you remember? He was getting the crust and just
eating
it. And he was just eating it.
Just any bit of liquid to have it go down, you know what I mean?
I can remember that there. Yeah, boys can eat something with the food. Like,
I remember trying to do one down in Dublin, but it wasn't I thought it was a food eating challenge, but it was a space challenge. So I was like, burgers and wings, I'll eat all this, no problem. See, the moment I bit into it, my eyes started trickling, sweat, eyeballs burning. I mean, I couldn't stand up. All the lads were sitting around me going, "Tell me, help eat a wing here." Sneaking a wing into them eating it, and they're like, "Oh, it's burning as fuck. What the fuck?" There was like 30 seconds left, and I failed it. But I swear to God, I still never forget about this day. I feel like I'm back down to Dublin.
Dublin, speaking of Dublin, can you remember? You were there. Can you remember you went to the game in Dublin?
Right, in the right venue.
Mate, so we were in Dublin, man, right? And we went down to the game, and we all were on the drink. We went down on the bus. The game was performing. After the show, he had an Ireland tap on and said, "Fuck Trump" on the back.
That's right.
He took it off and fucked it in the crowd, right? But I was standing on a bit of a balcony and it came over my way. I was like, I'm going to get that. I jumped off the balcony and grabbed it, right? And fell on the ground. See, within my tip ground. About 20 people just on top of me. It was burned.
It was four of our mates. We were all trying to grab it to our side for Gavin.
And then there was four of the Orcons from
all these dirty Dubliners. And I mean, we had a grab like that. We had the t-shirt grabbed, hold on as tight as we could. And there was wee men stamping on our ears so you would open up. Like, we were holding on like this and there were... Baiting our wrist, man, trying to open it.
It went on that long, went on for ages.
This is a good 10 minutes war of trying to get off these cops. I'm coming back to a raid venue.
The doorman wouldn't even break it up, mate. And then, like, Burns was, we were pulling for that long, he just started being sick. The bastard ended up getting it and he stuck it down his bag and ran out.
Oh, I didn't even stay for the rest of the concert.
Nah.
Split.
Did you ever see him football matches?
I
walked over it, froze it a kid, and then some hairy bastard grabs it and away. The wee kid sitting around here.
Raging, I know.
I mean, I was like, the game, I love the game. He's like, did you perform at the game, didn't you?
I know. Well, before the game turned into a wanker, by the way, because he sort of, I supported him, and then he started trying to diss Eminem. No, the fucking hater. He was performing in the Ulster Hall. For some reason, I was like, I've seen him a couple of times, so I was like, I've seen him get people up on the stage before, and I was like, I'm making sure I'm up, trying to get up that front here, so if he tries to pull anybody up, he'll spot me, and I'll go like that. I had a wee Compton hat and all on, you know what I mean, trying to represent.
Is he Crips or Bloods?
He's Bloods. For some reason, I had a load of weed before. I roll a blunt for myself, and then I went, do you know what? I'm just going to roll a blunt and throw it on this stage, and he'll definitely pick it up and smoke it because he'll be looking to see smoke screen, you know what I mean? So I just had this idea. I get down to the front, threw the blunt on stage, and he locked down, opened the thing, lift it up, start sparking it up, and you could see him coughing and all. He was rapping like fuck. But a couple of minutes later or whatever, he went, "Who wants to have a drink with me up here?" And I just went straight away, hand up. And here, bear in mind, I was off. I've been off a swell for 6 months, but I wanted to get up, you know what I mean? So I was like, yes. Sober, stoned down in my head. And he got us up on the stage. He had a bottle of Ciroc. He says, "Are you 18? I'm 22. And he went, "Shit." He said he's 22.
Shit.
And then he got two other fellas up on the stage. And then just by chance, you know my mate, Big Slink Slavery? He ended up getting him up. And he was carried out of his head, running about with a jacket and no t-shirt on underneath it. Oh, I just run about with a jacket on, no t-shirt. Got him up. But he didn't know me and Slink were mates. No, mean it was just weird. By chance, he got him up. And he handed me a 10 glass. He went, "You think you're Irish? Let's go." Tried to have like a knack, see who could knack the swallow quicker. It's me, no sweat. And then we're up on the stage, giving it all this, doing a few tunes. Ole, 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 ole. All that. We get off the stage. See the moment I get off the stage, straight over the door. Bolt my ring up. I hadn't swallowed in ages, but it was just, you wanted to get up. Do you know what I mean? But it was
one of...
Nah, I didn't. To be fair, I wasn't really rapping then. I was just more of a fan. Like, I was writing wee raps, but I hadn't put them out, you know what I mean?
Transition wasn't it then?
No. No missions. I didn't transition to that
stage. So, Jack.
It is all right. I can remember that day, mate, and then I went home in a bad way. Like, I was like, because I wanted to get the t-shirt.
Yeah.
With the fucking, I had it on my head. Where, like, is a picture of him wearing the t-shirt saying fuck Trump on the stage, and then I wanted in a wee frame in my room. I could always say, like, that's the game. Because the game's fucking...
It was a crack in Ireland top two.
Growing up, the game was one of my favourite rappers. Like.
Oh, I see him. Soul to soul. Do you remember before that concert, we all had a pre-swell? I remember running, we were going to be late for the bus, and you had to get the bus to get there, and it was the last bus. If we missed this, we were missing the whole concert. So we were running down the Grand Road to get to Europa, and I remember just, I had a 10 glass or a litre bottle in my hand. It was all for our pre-swell on the bus on the way down. Just slipped, boom, smashed all the glass, stuck in my wrist and in my hand, and there was a full row of traffic all down the road, and we're all just beeping, go ahead, son. I just jumped up, stuck my head down, sprinted down Europa, no swallow. We had to just wait till we got down there, but I remember being raising like silly move.
So Ram, what are you at? What weight are you now?
Just under 15 stone.
So, and once you get down till a certain weight, are you gonna be tightened? Is that a thing?
Not tightened, you can stretch it again, but it'll never go back to the way it was. I've held weight now for about 3 weeks.
You looking to start to build muscle now? Is that
not necessarily? Like, I haven't really got a goal. I just want to get fit.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So, I couldn't walk around the Falls Park. I needed an ambulance for fuck's sake. So. Nah, you're just out walking constantly. You're out.
Have you got a wee dog or anything? Have you got a pet or anything?
Hopefully, my granddad watches this. Yeah, let me get one. But
no,
my wee brother's been torturing him for weeks now. The goals, you set yourself wee goals. But mentally, in my head, I'm still 32 stone.
Is that a big thing for you to like just to walk around a park? Is that a challenge for you? Like,
I set so many small goals, like walking around the park. Joe McDonald, we've done it in the community rescue. You remember the 100 miles of February? Me and Joe struggled. Joe obviously didn't, but I struggled. When Joe found out I was on this journey and he sent me a message, he was like, "Sent you a challenge. I want you to walk around that park and conquer the hill." That's all we ever spoke about was that hill, because we dog sit every time we done
that hill's every day. Too.
When I just went in one day, stuck my headphones in, that was me. I done that hill about 3 times. As I say, in my head, I still think I'm 32 stone and I'm still big ran. So when it comes to like planning things, or you set yourself wee goals, go-karting. I spoke to your brand earlier about this year. I always used to go-karting with mates, but couldn't go-karting. Too big. Couldn't drive a cart. Couldn't get into a cart. So I went down, and I love motorsport. Motorsport is fucking, that's my life. So you're just sat with your mates. And I, 3 months ago, went go-karting. Finished third on the podium.
Yes, come on. And that build on the small wins.
Massive goal, yeah. To me. And all my wee goals are always stupid things. Like,
it's good that you're smashing them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even loads of people will say this too, see in regards like fitness and stuff, a lot of it, you still lose a lot more weight than you would walking than going and running every day. People shed loads of weight just by getting the steps in too, so you're doing a good thing, you know what I mean?
That's it, yeah.
Start small and you'll get there in the end, you know what I mean? So fair play, Tilly. Mm-hmm. I remember actually seeing you at when you were coming in, when I played for the Swifts in the Falls Park, we would have seen you sort of coming in at the end of our training, you were starting yours, like, but never like personally knew you. Like.
Wouldn't it be much of a drinker or going out as much, but now I'm seeing him every time I'm out, he's out, so he's getting his confidence back. Yes. He's trying to get out more. I was thinking, just didn't like drinking, but
I didn't like drinking, but it was more the confidence that you're going out in the bar sweating, you didn't feel comfortable, so I just never
stayed away from it.
I just never went out.
You didn't miss anything anyway. You didn't miss fuck up.
After surgery, I had to wait 6 months before I could touch any sort of alcohol, and I fell on the Sullivan Rangers match.
Perfect.
I got on the boat, the first thing I went to the bar, I got Southern Comfort. Don't know why. Drinking, I'm at this is grand. And the duty free with Battle of Hugger. Me and John Brady and I run about the boat and buy for day from the
side. I love to see you drunk. I've never seen you drinking. So, well, I've seen you in bars now, but yeah, before that, because you're just quick and we're more quiet.
Fuck, we must all get something organised here for the weekend, boys.
That summer was, to me, I went to every concert, every opportunity I had to go out. I went out, and I was like a promise I made to my granny. She said to me, go live your life. That summer, I had the best summer ever. Took a wee step back from all the commitments that I had in terms of football club and put everything second for a wee while.
That's good,
just,
mate.
Just enjoyed it and hang.
Good, you've changed your life. Like,
it's unbelievable. Like, confidence-wise, just through the roof.
See, like, you had the best year of your life because you were out living in the moment the whole time, out being outside, and do you know what I mean? Instead of focusing on what's happening.
I was just
counting balls out.
That's what life's about, mate. But you know what I mean? It's enjoying it, getting out and about, socializing, seeing people, and having a crack.
Yeah, so have you on the Annie Birch running yet? There's still
on the Tinder.
That's our thing, like. So I had the confidence to be able to go gay once at all.
Yeah. Are you gay, are you? I don't know, mate. Right. I don't know.
Fair play. Takes a lot of balls to say that, too.
Everybody's going to know now.
Is this legit? Like,
100%.
It takes a lot of balls to come out and say that, too, my man. So fair fucking play to me.
Does anyone know?
Oh, hell, I'll be one of them.
I don't know. Everyone's going to know now.
We have no choice.
If you don't know, get to know, fellas. No, mate.
Why on the grinder, man?
Aye, on the grinder.
Jack Hunt, I seen on Tinder, you know what I mean?
But for a pay, you mean?
But again, confidence, I never, over the years, you never had the confidence. I even tried for a relationship where I just focused on Belfast Alley or focused on what I was doing and didn't really have time.
Whereas now you've got a bit of time to go and focus on it, yeah.
And just live a normal life. Like, I keep going back to thinking I'm 18 again and I'm starting again because the childhood or the
you kind of missed out on. And not only that, see, even losing a lot of that weight, you've gained a lot more life in the later years. Do you know what I mean? Keeping that sort of weight off you. Yeah. So it is like if you're kind of back and you're in your youth still, do you know what I mean? And as I say, you're only as old as you feel. So, I still run about as if I'm fucking 18 to 21 still, too. 26, fuck's sake.
I'm sorry. It's not good. Years of landing, aren't
I? Madness. Maybe brother's fucking 18 soon. It's madness. Mate, it's bigger than me.
What year is like an 18-year-old now? Like 2006 or something?
Oh, he's 2006 and he'd be 18 in April.
I'm 1984 and anyone like after that, it scares me. Like, I'm like, how are you 18? I want to be 18 now.
92 for fuck's sake.
92? 94.
97. All dogs go to ham. You 97, John? 93.
Doesn't he look
young, don't he? Oh, I thought you're a year or two older than me.
Can you grow a mustache? I have a lot of good. I've been growing my beard out. I had a trim there.
Get it like a Turk.
I wanted to just go for the mustache.
Just rock it. Mm-hmm. Actually, a funny photo here. Me in Australia, I got the Ronaldo hair, fat Ronaldo haircut and a mustache at the same time. I ran about, I guess, for a week and see the next day. I fucking had to go in for something happened in my back and I had to go in for an operation. So I was running about hospital with a fat Ronaldo haircut and a mustache. All the doctors looked at me, going, what the fuck's wrong? Yeah,
did you have until you're formal?
Yeah.
You wore the fucking.
A weed suit?
A suit. That's with right. All marijuana leaves on it. It was a black suit with all the green marijuana leaves on it.
Up with dope smokers. There's me, eh?
Jesus, mate, you look like a fucking attribute there, like.
Does it look mad, doesn't it? That's it. I'll show around here.
Fuck's sake.
Did you then
pay a bit again? Aye, for until I grew back. I went to a rave and everyone was grabbing me going, Ronaldo, Ronaldo.
See, the thing is,
look, there's me at the rave.
See, in Australia, mate, no woman didn't give a fuck.
No one knew me, but you haven't seen many people talk to me for a picture.
Here, can you talk to me, please?
Yeah. Oh, you get that's why I done it, because I was like, no one even knows me. No one can even say anything.
Your man will be ringing you going, here, what's this all about? I heard you run about Ronaldo.
You'll be on social media in 10 minutes.
Oh, I tortured. Whereas you can get away with it over and everyone just walks past you as if they're your mate. I was at the rave the whole night. Everyone grabbed me. Hey, can we take a picture of Ronaldo? Because I had the Barcelona wee retro top on too, you know what I mean?
Jesus, dude, you look like wee Maller a wee bit.
Oh, don't be sick.
Do you all right? Mate, so my aunt, she got a gastric sleeve. She got hers in Turkey. She lost so much weight. And then got it tightened or loosened, and then she started putting it the way back on, and then try to get it tightened again.
Was hers a bypass?
I don't know what. I don't really know the ins and outs of it. I think she got it done when she got it tightened. She got it done here. Is it? You're not getting surgery if you're getting it tightened, are you? Is it just like?
So you get there's three different heads. There's a bypass, a band, and a sleeve. Sleeve can't be reversed. I can't do nothing about this. A bypass. The way I would put it, like a cable tie around your stomach, so the food bypasses your stomach, straight into your digestive system. And then the band. What but ones, the band's dangerous now.
What it's ones so did you get?
I got the sleeves. I just got the stomach taken away. I know I'm fucked in terms of my stomach. It's not going to come back, but you can force yourself. Your stomach's a muscle, so you can force it to become bigger, but it'll never be as big as what.
Suppose you don't really want it to be as big as what it would
have been
anyway. Yeah.
Like, now, mentally, you know how to eat properly. You're not binge eating. You're not comfort eating. That was the big thing. Like, you go training 5 days a week, but when you go home, and
that's
80%
your dad, isn't it?
That's why I haven't got a six pack. I train, but I just eat all sorts of shit, know what I mean?
I was talking to a personal trainer last week, and he wants to set goals now and where we go next, and that's his big thing, where start building up, getting your body into shape. It's strange for me mentally still, because I'm a personal trainer to lose weight.
And now you're trying to gain the muscles and putting the weight on a wee bit.
Photo shoots and fucking all this hair, and you're going, it comes out, and yeah, it's weird.
See, seeing the photos of you, we're going to put them up, as people, anyone that's on Spotify, just jump on YouTube if you want to see them. But the photos are amazing. Like, how long is it? In a year?
Yeah, just over a year now.
Do you vomit much?
No, not at all. I haven't. If you eat too much, you'll feel it, and I think that's my fear. I went through probably 3 months here. I had a bit of shaking on with losing my granny, but I just didn't eat whatsoever. Just stopped eating, and that's probably why weight loss has happened so fast to me. Because other people got it done around the same time, and they'll have not dropped anywhere near what I've dropped, and then they start asking themselves questions.
I like your fasting, basically, a lot before.
I just stopped eating, and it was dangerous then. It gets dangerous.
Because it was so drastic from one end of the spectrum to another. You're on a big load of weight, and then you're fasting, you're not eating anything.
No nutrition at all. And just before I went away on holiday, I went to my doctor, and I dodged my own doctor here, because I had went to Egypt, didn't want to tell him what I got done, and then when I went in, sat with him, and he was asking questions. He was like, last time you were here, your weight was
so
this.
They don't like that,
but
it's like, get your teeth done, the dentists hate it, yeah. See, our dentists hate it, but see, over there, like, they're just, you're like on a conveyor belt, they're like, in, rip your teeth, shave them down, the wee fucking thin things, and then fuck you out, and then get someone else in, right. And then you come back, and you try to go to the dentist here, and you're going,
My doctor's just seeing, like, and eventually when I reached out and said I needed the help, he brought me over and done my bloods, we have to take vitamins, B12s and folic acid, no? And he had obviously done them levels, and they come back, no. And he's like, what's going on here? So I sat and explained to him about different things that went on recently, and I hadn't been eating, and he just hit home and just went, if you don't change your habits now, you'll be with your granny very soon. That was the words that he said to me. I was a doctor that I knew, and then that's when I knew I needed to change.
And when somebody says something like that, tell you, like,
just same, people think it, you still need to keep happy, all your nutrients.
People think it's all easy. Once your stomach's going, it all works and it all hang, but mentally, you have to go through a big mental stage of getting over the not eating, then making sure you're taking your vitamins, making sure you're getting the nutrition. Did your body still needs that?
Because you can't get the foods in to give you it. Mm-hmm. See, as well, which for a pretty, a lot of people get a gashy sleeve and then lie on. No, yeah. Fuck, I've been training like fuck, I worked my bollocks off, I lost this myself. I know, just off the top of my head, I know at least 5 people that is doing that right now, at least the way you do it. People are supposed to don't have to tell no one, it's their business. If you're going to do it, don't be coming out letting on, putting other people down. More people are probably looking at you going, here, why can't I lose that type of weight? But they've got a gashy sleeve.
That's the stigma that is cheating. But I don't hate back from it.
No, yeah, but that's you.
Because I had to make that change. If I didn't make a change quickly.
For other people that can't lose weight, and then they're probably looking over at Joe Bloggs going, but he's losing a lot of weight. But then his cunt has a fucking, their stomach's cut out. Yeah. But it does happen. I'm sure other people are going, look, why is he doing so good and I can't do it? Because, see, there's a lot of people out there just can't shift it at all. Yeah. And it must be fucking, like even the way you were at one point, it must be so frustrating. Yeah. Like, just feeling like that, it must be fucking shit. But it's good what you've done, and it's good that you're doing it, mate. So for fair play, like.
I'm always, like, open for people to come and ask me questions about it. I'm never going to force anybody to go and do it, or torture people to go and do it, because it's a massive change in their life. But if anybody ever wanted to speak about it, I'm there, and I'll be honest of what I've went through.
How many hours, sir?
I was down in about 20 minutes, and eventually when they got me down, like, but I think the surgery was 20 minutes, so it was keyhole.
Serious? I thought it was a big thing.
Five wee tiny dots, and I was back up in the room out of recovery and all, 40 minutes.
It's probably a piece of piss diamonds, you know what I mean? That's an in and out one, bingo, bingo.
I thought it was like a big thing to cut your stomach open and all. Fucking,
I would assume so. Like, if it's a surgery, like, I'm sure the mental battles is probably the toughest thing to see from going, like, because I would try and do a 24-hour fast just for myself, just to try and, like, fuck me, I'm putting on the weight here, you know what I mean? And for a whole 24 hours, all you're thinking about is food and you want to eat it, and you're trying, it's the mental battles, there's people eating beside you and you're going, you feel like a crackhead for food, do you know what I mean?
It doesn't really bother me, food. There's times I'll like, say overnight, I want that Domino's. So I order Domino's, fucking 22 quid or something.
One slice or something?
Didn't you get it eating a slice?
Did you not?
But just mentally, I had that Domino's and I was happy.
Yes, I get you, I get you.
Up to me for fucking
go to a pizza place, Lanathan, and tell me, Domino's or shit. Oh, great.
Unreal.
Peas Red Tap.
They do like a wee £20 meal, like fucking...
meal for three, is it?
You get goujons chip. Pizza, oh, wow, mate,
100%, it's great, mate.
We need to order one on the podcast
every Friday. We'll give the pizza place a wee shout out, promote you, know what I mean?
Fire pizzas down, we'll shout this out every week.
Just rubbing in the media as well.
Rand's gonna sit here and watch us eat it every week too.
I was an big thing like going out with my mate's side if they're going for something to eat.
Yeah,
do that. I'll order something stupid or small or a starter.
So I know, so see, whenever you're working out with people, would you be a bit embarrassed? We're like ordering food because like it wouldn't have filled you, or you ordering too much. Would that have been a thing?
It's the same as I was with bars. I wouldn't have went out to a restaurant,
right?
Yeah, eating an opportunity, a family opportunity or thing, I wouldn't have went. I would have used an excuse, Belfast, I like your football, to get away from doing any of that.
JTC. Looking at her, Johnny.
see in terms of like the way you
bring him down for 7-piece fries and all that.
What's he been at?
He texted me last week saying I'm becoming your neighbour. That was the week I was going to Spain. I ended up staying the next week. I was like, fuck this.
Burnsy was talking about him.
I seen Burnsy getting into him. But I don't see any of his posts on Facebook anymore, so he must have blocked me here.
Uh-huh. He deletes me every hour week, man, then he sees me in the snows, and then he'll just be like, right?
He just ignores you, and then the next day he texts you, well, mate, what's happening? What the fuck's going on?
He must be with it when he's got a few drinks in him, he texts you, you know what I mean? You see, when you're training, has like anyone sort of, like, because you're wanting to sort of build muscle now, have you ever took any creatine or anything?
The only thing he has me on is protein. We only spoke about like the new goals last week, so moving forward, we train in Helmy's gym. Helmy will obviously help out there as well with Lee. On how I would do it and what we'll have to take moving forward, because I haven't a clue about all that.
I would have never took creatine. It was only at the start of this year, one of the people that used to coach me was sort of kept saying about it, and I was like, fuck it, you know what, I'm gonna try this. And the moment I started using it every single day, I was going, I feel like I'm not like I was getting stronger, but like I felt like my gym sessions weren't as hard, like my muscles, I was filling out rightly. It's good for your memory. I was sort of able to remember and pick up things even when I was coming into work every day. I was going, is creatine's actually working here, do you know what I mean? So I would give it a go, mate, especially if you're going to be trying to build muscle as well at the minute, for in the future, like maybe implement it into your diet or whatever.
The muscle bit thing is with your skin, because you have a lot of, mentally you think you have a lot of loose skin, so then you want to build muscle to try and tighten that up. That's more for girls, worry about that.
Put a t-shirt on, it's fuck's sake, I wouldn't worry about that, mate. Honestly, God, fucking, you lose the weight, that's it. You fucking, you
can't be in the soul class, you know what I mean? Swapping t-shirts with John Brady. He's arguing me about who's skinnier, and I'm give me your top. All right,
yeah, well, John's getting fatter too, he's here. Uh-huh.
I'm saying that because he's ready to get me. It's good, and then playing football as well. I wanna at this stage, well, some stage this year, start playing competitively. When I got a couple of years left, and I've dedicated all my life to football, so I wanna
be a bit rewarded for all the work you've sort of put in. Now it's only fair, like, you know what I mean.
I played last year, the last game of the season. It was my brother played all year, and then I wanted to play along.
Seconds? Who takes seconds now?
Connor. So Connor gave me, he let me go, and that day it was unreal. See, waking up, getting your football boots ready, your bag ready, just not having to worry about Comet fucking inputting teams, collecting money. It was the best thing in the world. Getting into the changing room, being one of the lads and
getting the kid out of here.
Also, Sam, I'm a chairman here, so you have to start up front. I'm the boss, but you tell me here up front there.
It's me and McGee. McGee played it. McGee ended up coming down that day, and McGee played together, which obviously means a lot because me and McGee and Cobb started the club. So the two of us playing together was good, and I only got 5 minutes or something, but it was.
I started jiu-jitsu in January, mate. My gas tank seems to be getting worse, mate. I started off fucking, I don't know what it is, mate. I clean up the stairs, man. I'm fucked. I got great at another. I got my first wee belt and I was progressing like fuck. And then, mate, I just don't know what it is. Just hit a brick wall. And you're like, yes. I can't, like, you have to drag yourself to the gym. But I've took a couple of weeks off. I've started the podcast. And then, mate, see his podcast. You see this behind closed doors. The stuff that goes on, John Bartelli. The amount of stuff that goes on, it's fucking a lot, and like it's for nothing. Like you don't get paid, you don't make money. Yeah. You just do it for a hobby.
Yeah, but it's a hobby.
Yeah. For the working class people.
And then there's people on the internet just fucking criticizing me for sitting doing fuck all. Yeah.
Trying to bring you down. Sound better to do.
Yeah, but we're still going to do what we do, mate. Because I love it. I love it. I love watching podcasts. And I love listening to them, and I love everything about them. I listen to podcasts so many times. I'm going to work, and when I'm in the house, see, I'm in bed, mate. YouTube podcast, Joe Rogan. Feels on everyone's I show
that's all I watch is YouTube
I watch them all so
I love Belfast I love Belfast and I love seeing people in West Belfast
do you watch our much our podcast
there's
a bit of madness goes on it but we do bring normal decent guests on have a good story and that's why you're sitting here working class people 100% people trying to say and maybe just put this right because people come at me in the comments and what they say Liam is working class, or she hardly works. You hardly work. You will know what work is. It hit you up the face. Working class is a definition of a community of you type this in on Google now. See if you type it in. See people like Shazzy Shankle all day. Even though you think what you want of them, they are working class people. Yeah. See if you type in. What's the definition of working class? I'm glad that came up because I put it on the story one day. It was just a Google definition of the working class. Of working class, and it's like community of people who work and don't work, but it's just. Nap stuck up cunts.
Yeah.
Who I don't like.
And at the end of the day,
it's just Belfast.
See Tories, see all people like that, mate. I hate them.
It's you rapping, where it's you making a podcast or somebody opening up a business. It in Belfast, there's just always that wee there's negative.
People love a witch hunt.
100%.
He's a witch.
I know people like so your man Tom Smith and all. Because I would have been one of the ones who would have laughed at his videos. And I remember somebody texting me going, do you actually realise what that man can do?
He's actually winning. He's doing what he's saying he's doing.
Phil Graham would have been number one. I don't know why he's Phil Graham.
And you would get people trying to take a piss out of him too. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's still sitting there. He's producing his money and asleep.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yep. His goal was to go to bed every night and making money, waking up every morning with his bank balance a lot higher. And he does it. Stand down in the door in the cafes, do you know? And then you're going, this boy's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
And self-built, but then you'll always have people just put him down.
Yeah.
You get that running one for every. See, I don't think there's a place, another place like Belfast. Just the way, there's just so many people, they just wait on people slipping up and then bang, jump on them, just run them into the ground. Belfast is very, very bad for it. See, here in Australia, mate. You ever get any
bad out
there?
And that joke, one thing I will say, right? Insecure wee boys and girls is what all that is. See, people that aren't happy with their own lives, they want to do something to make your life as unhappy as them. But see, in Australia, one thing I will say, walk past every cunt every day. All right, mate, no problem. See, up and down the only turn road, I would have, well, what's a crack? You're walking past people.
You're like,
all right, mate. Like you live four doors up from me. Like, why get on if you don't know me? Yeah. But then when the people get a bit of drinking and they come in the bar, Lambo, come on, get a picture. And you're like,
mate, there's this fella.
Hey, just be real, know what I mean?
There's this fella I work with in the Royal. You probably know who, you're probably watching this going, that's fucking about me. Stone car, mate. Can't one speak a dicky birdie. Whatnot, look, it wouldn't even think I know. Right, lives in this community, doesn't look at me and walks by me in the corridors. Seems in that slums, what's happening, Gam Kid? What's a crack? I'd be like, you having a fucking laugh. I just don't even buy into this shit. I just be like,
I would prefer if they were all sober and came up to me and said, all right, and then get black and stayed away from me. I would prefer if they get on like that instead, you know what I mean? But I don't understand it.
So, Liam, how's your rap career going, man? You're all over the place at the minute.
I'm a podcast host tonight too. I had to go solo. Ice Cube, no Vaseline. know what I mean? No diddler. Nah, I'm only joking. One thing I will say is life comes at you and it gives you many things. People come at you. People will want stuff from you. People want you to do well. People want you to fall. People want the best for you. Some people want the best from you. You know what I mean? And you just sort of have to realize the difference between the both. I don't waste no harm on no one. I want everybody to do well. And I want anyone from this community to do the best for themselves. But for me to do the best for myself, I just know that I had to separate and go my own way for a while. Like, if that makes sense.
100%, I think I know what you're on about. The whole of the best.
And one thing I will say is, I'm sorry to all the people that I let down who warned me and told me to stay in my own lane. I'm sorry, you just told me so. But listen, sometimes you have to live and learn. I was naive. I want to help people out sometimes.
But you're on about the same hang I'm hanging on.
I'm on about the same hang you're hanging on. But one thing.
He's
mine. Listen, it is what it is.
Hello.
I'm just going to say it like this. I'm just going to say it like this. I want the best for everyone, including people that aren't around me.
Well, you're going to be here every week, I mean, mate. I'll have you here every week, and we'll have on a lot of more new exciting guests and
new music coming out soon as well, folks.
We don't have like a wee intro song, so he's going to make us up a rap,
yeah.
Fresh, and then you'll be able to hear it. On, well, maybe not next week's podcast, but a couple down the road.
Yeah, definitely.
Stuff goes on behind the
closed door. Maybe you're ready.
Kick
we all
have a group chat.
So no one actually, this hasn't been announced yet. No one actually knows. No one knows Liam is the host yet. No one knows, right? Even as it's been recorded. You're the only one knows.
Pleasure to be the first one, my friend.
So we'll see it that there. We'll leave it that, Ryan. Thank you for coming up, mate.
No worries at all, lads. And I wish us all the best in the future with the podcast. And
appreciate your time, bro. I was.
Come on, lads.
Lads, mate.
That was good chat there, like, what is it?